afternoon we talked about the person going around all the bakeries and getting all the different brownies to see if they actually had the delicious taste in them that they were supposed to have before concluding that they didn't. That doesn't mean that every time we're attached to something, we should go around and sample it all to see if it's actually as good as we thought it was going to be. I mean, that was nice as a good at first experiment. It's a little bit, you know, fattening. But if every time we had attachment arising, then we say, well, let me explore it, and I'll just investigate it to see if it's really as good as I think it is. Then, you know, what happens is our mind gets overwhelmed by the attachment and we can't pull back. Okay, so that is not a wise thing to do. What we have to do instead is learn from previous mistakes that we've made regarding that object or another object, and be able to look back and say, oh, before I got involved with this kind of behavior, this kind of thing, and look where it led me, and it, you know, it wasn't worth it then, and what I thought was the goodness in the object then wasn't the goodness, so I don't need to try it out again to test it, okay? Similarly speaking, there may be a new situation that we haven't done yet, you know, that you're thinking, oh, this is really good. I want to go paragliding. I've never done that before, you know. So I think I'll do that to see if it's really as good. And then what winds up is that you never stop in your life trying new experiences because you think, oh, well, maybe this one will be as good as it's going to be. So you also have to learn from other people's experiences, either by listening to their experiences or, you know, when they tell you the stories or watching their experience, you know, what the decisions people make thinking they're going to be happy and then, you know, watching and seeing if it turns out the way they thought it was going to turn out, okay? So that we don't have to constantly reinvent the wheel by trying out each and every attachment because we'll never get out of samsara that way. So we have to learn from our own experiences and learn from watching others. Okay? It's the same with anger. We don't have to, you know, get into our anger wholeheartedly and act on it each and every time to see if it's, you know, really as bad as, you know, the thing that we're upset about is really as bad as we thought it was going to be. You know, we need to learn from past experiences when we've gotten angry, and we also need to look at others' experiences. Okay, so we need to be smart about this exploration. You know, otherwise every time the thought of brownies comes in the mind, if we have to go around and taste them, we're going to have a weight problem. Okay. So, yeah.
What I'm curious about, though, is if you have six people sitting in a room, you have a neutral feeling for five of them, and the sixth one, you go, well, hello. What is that that discerns, that actually makes the attachment manifest when you've got people similar human beings and one sticks out as the object?
Okay, so what happens when you have, you know, a bunch of people who are the same and one sticks out either as the object of attachment or the object of hatred, even. Okay. Now, if you were a Svatantrika, you would say, well, it exists there in the person. Some little bit. You're exaggerating something, but something exists there in the person. If you're a Prasangika, you have to say, no. It's really being imputed, you know, from your mind. So then, what's that mechanism? You know, well, there's this thing called inappropriate attention. Yeah, and it's the one that takes something and then just kind of exaggerates there or projects, right? And so sometimes I think that can happen because of certain karma. I mean, the scientists may say, what's this thing, phenomes?
Pheromones.
Pheromones. Okay. Fair and moan. So anyway, they may say, well, it's due to that, Okay. But I think it's more probably due to karma, some kind of karmic relationship with the person, you know, that then kind of you see them, then your mind just starts projecting there. Or it might be a karma, a combination of both things, if you're talking about sexual attraction. Okay. There's other kinds of attraction too besides that. That's probably not due to pheromones, but who knows. But, you know, kind of some kind of karma. And the same with anger. You know, some people, you look at them, maybe they remind you of somebody else that you knew who you didn't have a good relationship with, or they're the same size as somebody else with the same build, or, you know, they have the same name, and instantly your mind just, you know, projects the stuff from the past onto this person, and, you know, they're buried beneath your garbage before you even know their name. Okay, so that can often come, you know, through karma, just through, you know, not only through karma, but just through the mechanism in this life by which we project things onto other people. You know, we associate things.
Is inappropriate attention a separate mental factor, or is attention colored by the affliction?
It boils down to the same thing. It's a mental factor that's in a mind stream that also has afflictions in that mind stream. Because you have the primary mind, let's say the mental consciousness, that has many different mental factors. So one of them is going to be inappropriate attention, and in that same mind, you're going to have other mental factors, and one might be attachment. And so, of course, that attachment is going to color your inappropriate attention. You kind of, I think, go back and forth between that. You might have inappropriate attention causing attachment, and then the attachment kind of boosting up the inappropriate attention.
But it's not that omnipresent mental factor of attention that's gotten hooked. I guess that's my question.
Well, I think it kind of, I don't know exactly, it's the same name.
Yeah.
But except that the omnipresent mental factor is yiche, and this is sumen yiche, which means inappropriate, sumen. Inappropriate attention. So I don't know if it's that one that's gotten hooked or if it's another one, but it's just how you categorize it. Okay?